Rural Development for Rural Communities. Hello again, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So one of the things we're trying to do over this next 4 years is double down on rural communities and making sure that we put additional resources and additional programs in those areas.
Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Randy Boyd is busy traveling the state these days and elsewhere looking to develop strategies which help make Tennessee the number one location in the Southeast for high-quality jobs. That's the goal of the department, and he loves the challenge.
I love this job. One, I love business. I'm a businessman, so getting to know businesses across our state, that's exciting. But probably more importantly, the ability to partner with business and help them create opportunities in some of our communities that might not otherwise have an opportunity. It's pretty special to be a part of that equation, to be able to make a difference that in some cases might last for generations.
Randy Boyd grew up in rural Kenton, Tennessee, in the western part of the state, but for many years now he's been in Knoxville as founder and executive chairman of Radio Systems Corporation, which he started in 1991. The company produces over 4,600 pet products like the Invisible Fence and PetSafe. And now, in his new role as Commissioner of Economic and Community Development, he's working to create new jobs for the state, and he understands the importance of developing the ag economy.
A lot of economic development is agricultural development, so not every community needs to have a big factory. A lot of times, it's going to be our farmers and our agricultural community that's going to be the backbone of a particular community. Our state's only going to be as great as our weakest link. And unfortunately, too often, some of our weakest links in economic development are some of our rural communities. So that's where we need to double down to make sure that we're giving them every chance that they can to succeed.
Randy Boyd has been traveling with other state officials recently, including the Department of Agriculture, and meeting with communities across the state in listening sessions to come up with better ways of attracting new businesses and expanding existing companies. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.